The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord. So I have a question for you too. My question for you is, what does it mean to be blessed? What does it mean to be blessed? To be given something you didn't earn. To be alive. Have peace of mind. What else? To have people who love you. Okay. So, to be sitting here in church, I hope so. God bless you. Yes. So, what's the opposite of being blessed? Being cursed? Never being satisfied. Interesting, yes. So how does that all work with God, right? I mean, the Beatitudes, which I read moments ago, they're blessings. And it can be really tempting as we hear these blessings of Jesus to understand them as instructions. That they're almost like commandments, really, right? The things that we need to do so that we will be blessed by God. So if we are poor in spirit, we'll be blessed by God. If we're more mournful, we'll be blessed by God. If we suffer more persecution, don't we all want to do that? Yeah. Yeah, right. Then we'll be blessed by God. But what if these Beatitudes, these blessings from Jesus, aren't a list of virtues, they're not a list of conditions that we need to meet in order to be blessed by God? But what if Jesus is doing something really radical here? I mean, which he did often, kind of blowing the minds of the religious leaders of the day, of the day in which their culture and was very much infused by a belief that if you had a good life, you were blessed by God. And if you didn't have a good life, you were essentially being cursed by God because of sin, right? Either something you did, or something your parents did, or your grandparents, or your great-grandparents, those curses for sin could be handed down for generations. I like to imagine that these words of Jesus are less of a teaching moment and maybe more of a preaching moment. And the difference is that these blessings are not instructions. They're not a list of this is what you need to do to be blessed by God. They're not even promises, but they're proclamations. proclamations, that these words from the mouth of Jesus are simply gospel truth. That this is the way it is. Good news, he says. Good news. Wherever you find yourself on this journey through life, maybe even especially if you find yourself in a very difficult place or a difficult space, good news. Good news, because you are blessed by God. Whatever you're going through, whatever's happening, this isn't God's punishment to you. This isn't a curse handed down to you from generations that you can't break. You are blessed. You are blessed by God. Those who question, those who doubt, those who wonder, those who wander and feel restless, those who yearn for more, but they're not even sure what they have to offer. Those who are mustering the courage to take a step of faith. Those who nervously join a Bible study because they want to grow closer to God. Those who might not even be sure they have faith or not, yet keep asking those questions. Good news, you are blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Those who have buried children, those who have buried spouses, friends, parents, those who long to be parents but couldn't, those who struggle as parents, those whose tears are as steady as the rain was in January. Those for whom the waves of grief continue to crash over them again and again and again. Those who have known loss and know aren't yet over it. Those who face significant challenges to their health or difficult changes in their life. Good news. You are blessed. You are blessed by God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Those who feel ignored, forgotten. Those who eat lunch alone at work. Children who don't get asked to play at recess. Teenagers who are trying to find their way and their voice in this crazy world. Those who wash dishes in restaurants and clean sticky floors in movie theaters. Those who sing solos with shaky voices and quivering knees. The parts of ourselves who avoid eye contact with people who live in a world where confidence is valued. Good news. You are blessed. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Those who know there has to be more than the way things are right now. Those who volunteer. Those who vote. Those who serve others. Good news! You are blessed. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Those who come home exhausted from a day of teaching in their classrooms, or counseling in their offices, or simply supporting coworkers. Those who labor long hours with dirt under their fingernails to grow healthy food for hungry bellies. Those who go shopping for new school clothes for children in need. Those who stay up late with teenagers at youth gatherings. Those who serve hot potatoes to cold people living on the streets. Those who do and give simply because they're thankful. Good news! You are blessed. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Even those who know they have made mistakes, not just once, but over and over again. Those whose hearts cry out for forgiveness, even if those words don't come. Those who know without God, they would really be nothing. Good news for you too. You are blessed. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Even those who've been knocked around, knocked down, and even knocked out, but keep trudging along, singing, praying, setting up for communion, creating art, planting seeds, washing dirty clothes, and making new friends. Good news, because you are blessed. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Those who step out to help others and have been taken advantage of. Those who have been called hurtful names. Those who are misunderstood, unjustly criticized, unfairly judged, or falsely accused. Good news, you too are blessed. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You are blessed. Jesus proclaims today, you are blessed. You are blessed. He blesses us because that's who Jesus is. That's what he does. He is God's good news. He is the gospel truth. He embodies it, he lives it, and he shares it with us. You know, Paul was right, because we have a foolish God, right? In the lesson from 1 Corinthians, we hear about God being foolish, a God who makes foolish the wisdom of the world. God who turns the wisdom of the world upside down. A God who blesses what the world calls foolish. The lowly, the despised, the weak. We have a God who is foolishly in love with us and does everything that God can to show us and to remind us that we are loved, and that we are blessed by God. So if you walked into church this morning feeling more broken than blessed, you are definitely where you're supposed to be today. And this meal, this meal that we will celebrate in just a moment, This meal is for you. It's for you. In the loving hands of Jesus, broken things are blessed. Let me say that again. In the hands of our loving Christ, broken things, broken bread, broken people are blessed. In this very meal, each one of us becomes what we receive. The blessed body of Christ given for the world today. This really is good news for us. You are blessed. blessed to live your lives, not only as a blessing, but to bless others. Share with them the gospel truth that we have a God who is just foolishly in love with us. This is good news. Amen.